Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Inside the Comedian with me, David Reed.
Welcome, have a seat. Lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you.
Welcome to the show. Now, before we start, can I just bring up the elephant in the room? You have a false arm now. What on earth happened?
Well, I used to have forearms.
Forearms, yeah. Yes. Well, we all have forearms.
That's true. I actually had four forearms.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Just the forearms or the full length?
Just the forearms. Yes. And they weren't where arms should be. They were all on top of my head.
Oh, my word.
I know. It was terrible.
Yes.
It was a long time ago. I used to conceal them with hats.
Yes, I remember your hat period. Yeah. Yes. Is that what that was about? I thought you were just a big Jamiroquai fan.
No, I mean, I do. I love Jamiroquai.
Oh, yes. We all love Jamiroquai, but not for the... We weren't doing it for the reasons that you were doing it.
Well, actually, I had the forearms grafted onto my head so that I could be like Jamiroquai by wearing hats.
Oh, my word.
I know.
And then the 90s were over and you suddenly regretted your decision.
Exactly. And I thought, I'd better go into comedy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So you've had the forearms removed.
I've had them removed and I didn't have any real arms, so I've had two false arms put on.
Two? Oh, they're both false?
Yes.
Well, they're looking wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, absolute pleasure.
The watch is actually, it comes with the arms.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
So that's how you know it's the left-hand arm.
Yeah.
Left-hand arm, is that how you say it? No idea.
I think it is.
No idea. It is.
It came with an engagement ring on as well. I don't know, you know, I'm not engaged, but...
Right. And now never can be.
Exactly. Mm. It's like wearing a wedding dress as a joke before the day. You're cursed forever.
Or I find if you wear a wedding dress every day, people are very unlikely to ask you.
Oh, well,
it's quite a good defence.
Actually, well, a friend of mine wears one every day, and once someone did ask her because their real bride had done a runner, and they thought, "Oh, there's someone in a wedding dress. They
an
look
understudy.
All right."
Understudy,
yeah.
Just wandering around as a bridal understudy, just hoping to be found.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, that can't work out for the best very often, can it?
I don't know. If you go to a place where there's a lot of jilting,
yes.
And hiding.
Where are you thinking in particular?
For some reason, Melton Mowbray.
Yeah, Melton Mowbray. Yeah. There's a lot of jilting there. Yes, that's probably your best odds.
I think people go there because they like the idea of going somewhere related to cheese.
Mm.
And then when they get there, they think, oh, life isn't all it's cracked up to be. Actually, do I want to marry this person? I'll wait until, you know, until the day. Yes. There are grooms as well in Melton Mowbray hiding in the bushes in the graveyard as well.
Right, but it's hard to tell they're grooms. They could just be smartly dressed men.
Exactly.
You know.
So they have to wear T-shirts saying, I'm a groom,
right, yeah.
Over the top of the suit so they can quickly whip it off, yeah. When the bride calls.
Yes, because it takes the sheen off the romance, doesn't it, a T-shirt. I regretted mine on my happy day.
But she had to tell it was you because you're a twin, aren't you?
I am a twin.
So you had to wear the T-shirt saying groom.
Because my brother was also there. He was the best man, dressed identically. Very confusing for my wife.
Absolutely.
So if we could go back to the beginning of your life, just in conversation for now. You were born, you learnt to speak and walk, and presumably one or two other things. Then you decided to write.
I could actually write as I was born.
As you were born?
Yes. Not before, as I was born.
Right.
It was
the birthing process,
yes.
That sort of inspired you to pick up a pen,
yes.
That was nearby.
The pen was on a string, like at the post office.
Right, as were you at the time.
Absolutely. The pen was on another string.
Right, yeah.
An actual string.
An actual string,
yes. And so I grabbed it And there was a bit of paper that someone had dropped, because in hospitals people drop paper
all
the time.
They drop paper all the time. It's an absolute epidemic. It's the main cause of bacterial infection, is the dropping of paper in hospitals. And so do you remember what you wrote?
I wrote a poem about being born.
Right. Do you remember it?
I do.
Good. How did it go?
It went, ooh, what's happening? I can see red. I can see pink, white. I can see a midwife. What's that, a doctor? Ooh, my lungs are full of mucus. A paediatrician is coming. Ah, I can breathe, breathe, breathe. And then it was milk 50 times.
Wow. So quite a long birth.
It was a long birth.
Long birth.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's incredibly advanced. Really,
well, I am.
Well,
it was very advanced.
Do you think
yeah.
you peaked early, or
I did. That was my best work.
That was your best work, yeah. did it become popular? This poem, was it published? Anywhere?
It was published. There's a magazine for babies.
Yes, there is.
Yes,
baby magazine.
Baby magazine.
New baby magazine. It's about a quarter size of a normal magazine.
Yes. And they published my poem in that.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
The babies did.
Yeah, the babies did.
The babies who
yeah.
published Baby Magazine.
The editor of the Baby Magazine is much feared in yes. the Baby Magazine world.
Yes, one of the most terrifying babies you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because I had the... Oh, I didn't have the forearms on my head.
No, they hadn't been grafted
no,
yet.
No, they were grafted on there as a result of me becoming insecure, because they wouldn't publish my second poem.
Oh, God. How old were you when you wrote your second poem?
2 months.
2 months yeah. old. That's yeah. a long old gap between poems. Did you have writer's block as a two-month-old baby?
I had writer's block, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I did. I yeah. just thought, I don't know what to write about. I've written about milk too much.
Yes.
Yeah.
You didn't have the life experience yet to really delve into.
No, I didn't.
No, what a shame.
I know.
What a shame. Because, yes, as you say, you'd written about milk. Or rather, you'd written milk.
I'd just written milk
yes.
50 times.
50 times.
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
And then the second poem...
I'm just imagining it, sorry.
Sorry, yes, yeah.
And I finished. Yes, the second the second poem.
Did you imagine it in capitals or lowercase?
It was all in capitals, like it was being shouted at me, yes.
Oh, that's the correct way
oh,
to imagine
right.
it. Yeah.
Okay.
I did something very clever that you might not have imagined.
No.
And anyone else in the audience who's imagining it may not have imagined this. I wrote it in the shape of a bottle of milk.
A bottle of milk?
Yes.
A milk bottle?
A milk bottle.
Yes.
Because I didn't know what breasts were because I was a baby.
But you knew what a milk bottle was.
I did. Everyone knows what a milk bottle
we're
is.
We're born with yeah. that. We're born with that.
That's the first thing everyone knows.
That's it. It's in our genetic code. All mammals do. All mammals do. You show a milk bottle to a dog and it'll go, yeah, what?
Yeah. You show it a bone, it goes, what's that?
What's that?
Yeah.
Can I try it? So do you think there was always that drive in you to create?
Yes, there was. So I moved on from poetry very quickly.
How quickly?
At 2 months old.
2 months old, yeah.
Well, the second poem got rejected. I thought, that's it.
This medium is dead to me.
Yeah, and never read the baby magazine again.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Well, they went out of print shortly after.
They did.
Yes.
They did.
You were probably the straw that broke that particular camel's back, I'm sorry to say.
Well...
All of those babies are out of a job. But they're probably grown up now.
They're grown up
they're
now.
Probably not homeless babies.
They all work in hedge funds.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Oh, it all turned out happily then.
Yes.
Because you eventually found your way into comedy, didn't you? But it was a long old stony road. I mean, because you have so many skills, Izzy. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, how many skills do you have?
54
skills. And name them all for me now. No, we don't need to go into that.
I can do it.
Yeah, can you? I mean, I don't know if they want you to, but fine. Fine. Broad categories, all 54.
Okay, outdoor pursuits is 10.
Yeah.
So that's 44 left.
Sure.
Comedy is 3.
It is 3. I've seen her act.
41 left. Dentistry is 41.
41, yeah. Our dentistry. Which is an incredible number, considering that's more than we have teeth.
Exactly, but there's a lot to dentistry.
There is a lot to it.
Do you know what my motto, when I'm a dentist 90% of the time.
90% yeah. of the time?
I only sleep for 2 hours a night.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
My motto is, just get that tooth out.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my motto.
And is that more of a...
Stop messing about.
Yeah.
Just yeah.
Stop at you and... Get
yeah.
that tooth
yeah,
out.
Get that tooth out.
And now, is that your mantra to yourself when you're doing an extraction, or is that just your general philosophy towards all teeth?
To all teeth. If anyone comes to me with any problem with their teeth,
yes.
I just say, stop messing about, get that tooth out.
Wow.
I don't like fuss.
No, you don't.
I don't like anaesthetic. I don't like having an assistant. It's a waste of money.
These are all different manifestations of fuss, in my opinion.
Absolutely. I don't like having a chair.
No.
I don't like having any instruments.
No. An office.
Absolutely not. I do it in my bedroom.
Yeah.
They lie on the bed. I hoik their mouth open with it's both hands.
That's the medical term.
I gaze inside. I give it a big sniff.
Gaze. How long do you gaze for?
10 hours.
10 hours. It sounds like a nightmarish experience to be on the other end of.
Well,
you wander into Izzy Stutty's bedroom. She hoiks open your jaws, gazes into your gullet for 10 hours.
Yeah.
Presumably without speaking.
Without speaking, and they can't speak. They can't go to the toilet or have any kind of refreshments.
Right. That's important, is
it? Absolutely.
And then what happens?
Then I say, and I look around, I gaze at each tooth, I really give it my full attention.
Proper gaze.
Yeah, and they will have complained, people are always complaining about their teeth, so they'll come, oh, I've got toothache and this tooth, I gaze, and then I say, I know which ones we need to get out, just get on with it, get those teeth out.
All of them come out?
Yeah, all of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
You must have quite a collection of teeth by now.
But do you know what?
That's 90% of your time.
Absolutely.
I think if you didn't gaze into their mouth for 10 hours, you wouldn't need to be a dentist for quite such a high proportion of your life.
I've actually never thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could probably spend...
I'll try 9.5.
Or, you know, yeah. Sleep. Yeah. Sleep, yeah. So you toiled outside of the world of dentistry in the world of entertainment, Izzy. I mean, like so many of us do, but, you know, you did this and that, you know, acting, music, carpentry. Short film, and none of it was really taking in the early days. Was that difficult? Was that a difficult time?
That was actually the best time.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, because I thought this is just means that I should do dentistry.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my real calling.
Yes.
And then as I became more and more successful, it became more and more difficult to devote the time, the gazing time.
The gazing time, yes.
Yeah.
So it was part of your method.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So you were happier then, you think?
Yeah.
You're happier being...
Less pressure.
Less pressure. Well, certainly on you, but not on your patients.
No, not on my patients.
No.
Yeah, pressure is important when you're extracting a tooth.
Have any of them sort of been litigious, ever come back to you and sort of wanted to, you know...
Well, actually, none of them can speak afterwards. So they...
The perfect
they,
crime.
Exactly.
And it is a crime.
I don't...
That's definitely a crime. I wouldn't say you were a dentist so much as a psychopath. Is what you do for 90% of the time. But we won't quibble. We won't quibble on terminology.
If you'd like to see the next series of Inside the Comedian recorded live, then we have a monthly residency at King's Place Theatre in London. For full details, go to MrDavidReed.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And so those early days, you weren't that interested in a career in comedy, is it fair to say?
No, it was unfortunate that I was so good at it.
Mm.
Yeah, because yes. I didn't really want to do it.
What
but
was your
the
first
audiences
gig?
Kept.
Do you remember your first gig?
I do. It was in Greenwich.
Right.
Yeah, in 2002.
Yes.
And there were three people in the audience.
Right.
There were two builders who made me have 5 tequilas before I went on.
Right.
And
the third person
was a dog.
They won't have paid.
No, they won't. No. But the builder didn't know them.
Right.
So they
were a stray dog.
They were a stray dog.
So two builders and a stray dog.
Yeah.
So the dog tried to get you to drink anything?
No, it didn't. But no, it did open its mouth for a bit too long, right. And I started to think. Oh, but then dear. I thought, no, don't get distracted, Izzy. It's your first gig. You can't extract any of the dog's teeth.
You're
get on
for
with
comedy.
It.
You're here for
and
comedy.
I forgot my routine.
Yes.
And I've got curvature of the spine, scoliosis.
Have you really?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Like Richard III.
Exactly like Richard III. He's my idol, actually. That's why.
Is he?
That's why I asked for scoliosis.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
so. Oh, it was voluntary.
Oh yes, yes. It was. I did the same time as having the forearms grafted on. To my head.
Right. How long did all these procedures take to give you a curvature of the spine and four forearms on the top of your head?
23 hours a day.
23 hours a day.
Yeah. Wow.
You get an hour off at the end.
Yeah.
How many days?
For 4 years.
4 years?
Yeah.
God, that was on the NHS, was it?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, of
yeah.
course.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I mean, these days, if you want, you know, you can have forearms grafted on your head, you can have voluntary scoliosis.
Right.
You could have lots of things, an extra nostril, wherever you want. You know, it can actually be useful to have an extra nostril.
Yeah.
Because if you've got a cold, you can expel more mucus.
Oh, it's still connected to the nasal
Absolutely,
canal.
Yeah. It can be on the bottom of your foot. It can be...
You say it's very useful. What is the use of that?
Well...
I suppose you can...
It's quite
you
a good party
without,
trick. Yeah.
Without going in people's faces.
Yeah, absolutely. If you hold your two main nostrils, you can sneeze out of your foot into your shoe... on a date where you might be not want to sneeze, or at the moment with coronavirus, you know, you can just sneeze very inconspicuously.
I'd much rather just be breathing my own foot smell in and out.
Yeah, that's the only problem. You can
yes.
smell through it as well. So
yes,
you have to think very carefully. A lot of 15-year-olds have it done on a whim.
Sure,
and they, you know,
sure,
they have
and then
it
regret
on,
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's one of those things, you know. If
yeah.
Stormzy has it, everyone wants it.
Oh, absolutely. And he has got it. If
he
you read his interviews,
it.
Yeah. And, he, you know, a lot of people have them on their bums, you know, as a kind of joke. And
yes,
then,
I was born with a hole where my bum is.
A big hole?
No, not a huge one. I mean, it's not quite a nostril, but, you know, it's definitely there.
Really?
Yeah, I've never been to the doctor about it because it's never caused me much of a problem. You get the occasional sort of discharge, but I just put it in a hanky and put it in a bin.
What colour is the discharge?
I don't like to look.
Yes,
you know.
Yes. I mean, no.
No. We've talked about the difficult period when you were just a dentist. You did hit it big at one point, didn't you? I mean, boom! Suddenly, overnight, your career exploded. And you were cast in the biggest show on television, weren't you?
I was.
Yes.
I was cast in This Morning.
This Morning.
Yeah.
Have you seen this? Incredibly funny.
Yeah.
Incredibly funny show, This Morning.
I was playing everyone.
Everyone?
All the interviewers.
Yes.
Yeah. Philip Schofield.
Yes.
Holly Willoughby. And all the guests as well.
All the guests.
It's all done with blue green screen.
Blue
yeah.
green
we,
screen.
We call it blue green screen in the industry. Yeah. And it means that...
It's turquoise, basically.
Yeah. It's turquoise. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I play all the characters.
How long did that take to film an episode? Because if you're playing absolutely everyone, you've got the costume changes, you've got the Philip Schofield prosthetics... that you have to put on.
Absolutely, it's very difficult.
Yes.
It's very difficult. There's a team of 1,000 people.
1,000?
Yep.
1,000 people doing that.
And it takes 23 hours a day.
Wow.
And what we do is we start filming just after the show broadcasts.
Yes.
It's filmed as live, obviously it's not live.
No,
everyone
it's
knows
not
that
actually
live
the morning.
TV is never live. Yeah.
No, live TV is never live.
So we start it at midday or whenever it stops.
Yes.
And then we film it right up until it transmits.
You say whenever it stops because presumably you've never been able to watch it.
Oh, I've never been able to watch it. And also I'm doing dentistry while it's on.
In all the gaps.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, on all of your poor costume ladies, presumably.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yeah. And they can't answer back because they've got no teeth.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's a hellish picture you paint throughout your life, this. Leaving a wake of toothless people unable to tell what's happened to them.
They've got laminated signs they can hold up in answer to questions.
Well, that's very good. Do you provide that as part of the service?
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Did you know at the time that This Morning would be... the biggest comedy show on television?
I did, actually. Yeah, I did.
You knew at the time?
Yes,
okay.
I knew. Yeah,
well, how did
I knew.
You know?
When I went in for the casting,
yes.
I just thought, I feel like this is quite a cult.
Right.
A cult favourite,
Who
this
else
show.
Went up for the part of everyone on This Morning?
Bridget Christie.
Yes.
Johnny Vegas.
Johnny Vegas, yes.
Yeah.
He'd and make a lovely Holly Willoughby, I think.
I think he would. And actually, if I'm ever ill, he yes. does play Holly.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Do you know when she presents it on her own?
Yes.
That's Johnny Vegas. Just
that's doing Johnny it. Vegas. Because yeah. yeah. he can't do the Phil.
He can't do Phil. And that's fine. He does Holly so beautifully. Yeah, yeah. It's a very different interpretation from me, but that's fine.
Yes.
And I do get ill very frequently because I'm constantly gazing into people's mouths and breathing in all their germs.
Yes, and only sleeping 2 hours a day.
Exactly. Yeah. yeah. But I do it for the good of the people. When I went in, I knew it was a cult favourite.
Yes.
And
have you made any sort of celebrity friends off the back of doing this? Now that you're big news, you're a big deal.
Well, yes, I am. I have. I've made friends with Rylan.
Right.
Because he's the other real person on this morning.
Right.
I'm literally everyone else, including all the guests.
Yeah, whenever I see Rylan, I think there's a real person. Yeah.
Well, that's right.
That's
he is.
It.
Yeah.
He just
yeah.
oozes authenticity, doesn't he? Yeah.
If he's ever ill, though,
yes.
he is played by one of the Twankies.
One of the Twankies?
Yes.
Which one?
The little one.
Do you mean the Crankies?
Yeah, the Crankies, yeah. I call them the Twankies.
Because Twankies, I thought you meant sort of like a panto dame.
Oh, like Widow Twankies.
No, one of the Widow
Twankies. One of the Widow Twankies, yeah. No, he's played by one of the Crankies, but I call them the Twankies. If you know the Crankies well, they let you call them the Twankies.
Yes, they do. They yeah. do. I mean, if you know them really well, they let you do all sorts of things. But
yes. Well, then they drop the tea.
Yeah, they do drop the tea. Where do you think you'd be if you hadn't booked the This Morning job?
Well, at the same time as auditioning for This Morning,
yes.
I had an audition for a show that it's all filmed from the point of view of a mouse who lives in a mouse hole. So it's pitch black. You never see anything at all.
That's right, yes.
Yes.
Because the mouse can see in the dark, but we, the viewer, can't.
Yes. It's yes, not radio.
It's not radio. It is on TV.
It's on TV, but the screen is just completely black.
Yes, I think I watched it on Sky One HD the other day.
Yes, yes.
Which
it's
felt
great.
Pointless, on, but oh, it,
well, if you've... you've got to be very sensitive yes. to artistry and perhaps... Yes. Well,
I enjoyed the squeaking.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the squeaking. Yeah. And then, spoilers, the untimely death of the mouse. But yeah. apart from that, I don't know if I'll watch series well, 7 and 8 of it.
No, well, I wouldn't. But, I mean, they did 6 series with the mouse alive. So you can't hear any humans talking.
No.
It's just the mouse in its hole squeaking.
Well, it lives
squeaking.
In the country. Yeah. It's not near any people.
And it's not near any people. And there is then a town mouse.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't there,
yes.
who comes in.
Yes.
And then they go again.
They go
and then,
again.
Yeah. And often it's just silence and a black screen and then it dies.
That's right.
Yeah. So I had an audition for that.
To play the mouse?
To
or?
Play the hole.
The hole?
Yes.
Interesting.
Now, someone has to play the hole, so the actor playing the mouse can really get into
so
it.
So who got the part of the hole in this?
The part of the hole of the in the end. Who got the part of the hole? Let
Mark
me try.
Mark Rylance,
yeah, yeah, it's Mark Rylance,
I think
yes.
Mark Rylance
yes.
plays the hole. He can play anything.
Well, actually, he had to spend 10 years pretending to be a hole in order to get into the role.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that explains a lot. After you did This Morning, let's move on from This Morning and the job you didn't get with the mouse thing.
Yeah.
The floodgates opened, didn't they? I mean, and luckily it wasn't with sort of like
the Crankies.
Dirty water and
yeah.
the Crankies. No, it wasn't the Crankies. It wasn't their floodgates. It was the floodgates of luckily job offers.
Yes.
You did
yes.
basically a bit of everything.
I did everything.
You did everything.
I was actually in everything.
For 1 year, two
yeah,
years?
For 5 years.
5 years yeah. you were in absolutely everything.
I was in everything, every telly show and every advert.
So hang on, did you play everyone in all television?
Absolutely.
Or you just, you did?
No, it was me, David Mitchell,
yes.
And Jimmy Carr and Josie Lawrence.
Right, yes, yeah. those were the four for five
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
Yes, the dark times, as we call them. The dark times. You were very good.
Well, we also, they weren't dark times to us, let me tell
no,
you.
No, I'm sure.
No.
I'm sure. You probably earned a pretty penny.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
That's how I'm able to afford to do my dentistry, because I do it for free.
Wow.
Yeah.
Again, you're not a dentist. If you're not even being paid, you're just attacking people in your own home, which is, I mean, convenient, but, I mean, still strange, I think. The world is still your oyster, is it, Sati? An oyster that you don't need to share with anyone. You can do what you like with that oyster. The oyster is opportunity, is what I'm saying. It's not a literal oyster. So what is the biggest offer you've turned down, do you think?
Ooh, the biggest offer I've turned down is probably to front a show about knitting.
Right.
Yeah. Everyone knows that that would be the most popular show on telly.
Yes, everyone's always trying to get a knitting show on.
Yeah. It's the next Bake Off.
It is the next Bake Off.
Actually, this is probably true.
Probably is.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. So why did you turn it down?
I turn it down because I'm too good at knitting and they would feel insecure.
Right. Well, as the host, you wouldn't get to compete very often either. Do you think you'd end up being too critical?
Just think that I'd end up being too critical. They'd know my cat jumper. Sure. They'd know it in the knitting world. They'd know the blanket, as we call it in the house. The blanket.
You call it in the house? I mean, is it a blanket?
It is a blanket,
They call it that in any house.
Well, but we call it the blanket.
A
capital T and
the
a capital
blanket.
B. Yeah, it's the blanket.
Right.
It's bigger than the house. Yeah, it's bigger than the house.
Right.
So it has to be stored. We've had to kind of lose a floor so that it can be kind of
folded
yes. in a concertina fashion and stored in one half of the house.
Wow.
So if they've heard of the blanket, then how are they going to do good knitting on the knitting off?
The knitting off. Yes, not knit off. The knitting.
No, the knitting
the
off.
The knitting off.
Don't make it easy.
No, they don't. Well, it's very sensible that you turn that down, I think, because it sounds dreadful. And it almost certainly will be on television by the time this episode is released.
We can claim, I can claim.
You can claim that you own the rights to the knitting off. And that's it. Izzy Sutty, thank you for letting us inside you. Izzy.
Thank you for listening to Inside the Comedian with me, your host, David Reed. If you've enjoyed the show, then please help us spread the word by following @InsideComedian on Twitter.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.